Hi, and welcome to another episode of Inside Windows Platform. My name's Shen Chohan. I'm from the DX TED Group, and here today I have Yavor.
From the mobile services team in Azure.
So yeah, well, why don't you explain a bit about sort of why we're here today and what we're going to see?
Sure. Well, we're here today to talk about how to add push notifications to your mobile app. And push notifications are great to improve customer engagement mm-hmm. with your app. Let's say you've installed some analytics or you have some telemetry coming back from your app, and you see the customers open it, but then maybe don't come back to it, or they come back to it, you know, just one time and don't engage with it. A push notification is a great way to remind them of the value of your app and kind of encourage them to try it out again.
All right. So this is, in essence, trying to make sure that we always remind the customer that, hey, we're here, but obviously not being annoying at the same time and make
right.
sure that we use both. Okay, so I mean, why don't we get started and actually go into a few demos and let's work out, you know, why would I use maybe Azure as a platform for push notification?
Sure, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and start in the portal first. Mm-hmm. So I have a mobile service here that I created previously, and we have this quick start experience, which provides three easy steps to get started. Download the tools, download a local project, and then publish to the cloud. And I have the local project available here in Visual Studio. You'll notice it has a Windows Universal Client app, and then my service code. And we did an episode just a couple of weeks ago where we went into more details as to how this actually works. But for now, I can just run it. And it's running fully locally right now. None of this is published to the cloud. So I can just bring this up, and you'll basically see it's pulling a set of to-do items from my service.
All right, so I could actually test this locally without actually having been connected to the cloud as a starting point.
Exactly, and that's something developers love, because it's, mm-hmm. it's frequently harder to debug in the cloud than it is locally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. So we have this app. So now we talked about basically adding push notifications to it. And you asked a good question. Why should I use Azure to actually add these notifications, right? I mean, we have WNS. We can actually go and do it all ourselves. Well, there's a few issues with that. First, it can be a little bit tricky to host your own service and figure out how to actually call into WNS.
Okay.
Right? You have to be sort of a server developer and know what you're doing to be able to set that up yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a true client guy, so this works great for me, really.
So. Yeah, so there's definitely that convenience aspect. There's also the scalability aspect. You know, it's easy to send one or two push notifications, but imagine you're sending notifications to, you know, 10,000, 100,000 customers of your app. You have to write this sort of massively parallel code in your service that knows how to fan out and call the service once for every customer of your app. And that's, you know, that's a lot of overhead for you to have to set up yourself if all you want to do is build your little client app.
And you guys create a template as well, so suppose that makes it really easy. But in some sense, even if I had my own application and mm-hmm. I wanted to add push notifications afterwards, that shouldn't be a problem, right? I wouldn't have to then rely on your template. I could then go and wire up to Azure afterwards if I wanted to.
Yeah, you can definitely add it to an existing app. And in fact, we have some tooling in VS that makes that super easy.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and walk through that. So I can right-click my Windows project here, and there's actually this nice add push notification gesture.
And this is in Visual Studio 2013 Update 3, is it?
Yes, Update 3.
Okay.
Great. So it walks me through a few steps, and what this will actually do is it will sign into the Windows Dev Center for me. It will create an app if I don't have one there already, and then it will copy the settings from that app into Azure, into my mobile service. So that's kind of a required handshake between the developer center and the service that needs to happen for the service to be able to send notifications.
Okay.
It'll also actually modify my project locally here to insert all the right configuration code snippets and stuff like that for it to work.
Yeah, well, so you do a lot of the hard work for us, really, then. That's
yep.
quite nice.
Absolutely does the heavy lifting. So I'm already signed in to the Dev Center. So what it'll do is let me pick from one of the apps I already have on there. So I'll just pick this first one. But if I didn't have one, I could always create a new one right here. If we go to the next step here, now this is listing the mobile services I have in Azure. And so we'll just pick the exact same one that we were working with earlier in the portal. So it was called C# test. So we'll just pick this one. And when I press next, it's going to associate those two. So it's just going to take a few minutes, wire things up. And then the nice thing is it sort of presents me with this report about what it did and any additional steps I need to take mm-hmm. to complete setting up the notifications.
So I've noticed you've got like loads of different sort of snippets and things that you can sort of beg, steal, and borrow for your own app. It makes things a lot easier.
Absolutely, yeah. So it provides me a nice prescriptive way to do this. Because I'm expert at it, I'll actually just sort of take a little shortcut here. So I'll just grab the piece of server code that I need to be able to send the notification. Mm-hmm. So I'll close this out. And then I'll go to my server project inside my controller. And the controller is the piece of server code that gets called whenever a new item is inserted or updated by my client app. So let's find this post method. And that's the method that will get called when I'm inserting a new item in the UI. And so let's try to send a notification whenever a new item gets added. So I'll paste that in here. And you know, it's just a few customizations here to the snippet. Let's pick the message we want to send. So you'll notice it has a template here mm-hmm. in line for what I want to send, and I can customize that. In this case, let's send, you know, the text of the item that's being added. So item.text, it'll send that in the notification payload. And so I'm all set. I'm ready to publish my service and then try this again, enter something into the app and see if we get the notification.
Okay, so I suppose this is now going live via Azure, right? So we're no longer locally doing this.
Yeah, so as soon as I publish, we'll go ahead and actually switch our client project to point to the cloud. Okay. Or did I already do that step? We'll make sure.
Yeah,
we'll check what it's pointing to. Great. So here's our confirmation page. It pops up with a nice smiley face, meaning everything is
perfect.
Good in the cloud.
It's always good when you get a smiley face.
Yeah, there is a yellow frowny face as well, so watch out for that. Okay, let's just very quickly make sure here in our client app that we're pointing to the right instance. You'll notice we have sort of two constructors. Mm-hmm. There's one that points to localhost, which is the one that we used before for local development, so let's comment that
out. This is in your app XAML CS, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is shared between both the Windows and the Windows Phone head of my project. Let's go ahead and uncomment the this other constructor. And this was already pre-populated for me when I downloaded mm-hmm. the starter app from the portal, so you don't need to learn about these settings.
Great.
Yep. Great. So I'm pointing to the cloud. Let's go ahead and run the app. And we'll just do the exact same thing we did locally. We'll just add a new item, but this time that'll trigger a push notification. Great. So let's say hello, channel 9.
So we need a drum roll here.
Yeah, hopefully. And this is, you know, it's always risky to do these demos, especially on Wi-Fi. But there you go.
Fantastic.
Here's our push notification.
So actually, I mean, what we've demonstrated, it didn't actually take much effort at all to get this working. It was quite nice. It's actually, we've done a lot of work to make sure that the developer or the client can actually utilize the Azure and make sure that they get push notifications in their app. And looking at that template, that's the very basic template of push notification, but we can add images and things like that to the notification as well, right?
Absolutely. You can customize the notification in any way you want. And one cool thing is that we actually support these templates. Mm-hmm. So you can actually send just a JSON payload and then have the client basically pick the notification shape that it wants. You know, does it want a tile or a toast when it registers for the notification? And what's even cooler about that is you can actually target multiple different kinds of clients. So you can send to a Windows device, or you can also send to an iOS or Android mm-hmm. device. So you send one message to the server, and then it just uses different templates for the different clients.
And I'm assuming you can also deep link straight into your app from the notification.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool. all right, well, I think it's great having you on the show. Thanks very much. I think we've got a lot from there, and hope to see you guys next time.
Thanks.